Hi, welcome to another edition of Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. I'd like to do something different this week. With the coronavirus, we're all faced with something that we've never had any experience with, and there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. Each of us have our own individual characteristic level with which we carry stress and or anxiety in these uncertain times. So what I would like to do over the course of this week is produce a series of episodes with information and tips on how to cope with stress, how to reduce your stress and anxiety, so that everybody has some strategies for dealing with the uncertainty in the coming weeks. Today, I just want to talk about ourselves as individuals and about that level of anxiety or stress that we carry normally. I often use the analogy that everybody has their own stress bucket or anxiety bucket. And some people have a really huge one and they can carry a lot of stress and anxiety. Other people have very small buckets. The thing I'd like you to be aware of is that if we have a small bucket or we have a bigger bucket and we're experiencing a lot of stress, our bucket gets filled. And then perhaps small things added to that can overflow. The idea is that when our stress bucket is empty, or as empty as we can make it, then we actually are more resilient. We can deal with and cope with more stressful events or anxiety as we go along. So the first thing I'd like to do is to go through a series of strategies or techniques to help everybody empty their bucket in order that we are all as resilient as possible. Today, I'll start with a core idea. There was a psychologist, and right now I'm just totally blanking on his name. I'm sure some of you will know who it was. He was the first person to understand that there are some feeling states that are antithetical to others. In other words, if I'm feeling one, I cannot be feeling the other. I believe his name was Wolpe, if I'm remembering right. And the idea is with anxiety that relaxation is a state that is antithetical to anxiety. So if we can work to train ourselves to relax, then that is going to be one way for us to empty our bucket. There's a number of ways to do that. Some people who have experience with meditation can use meditation to relax themselves, their mind, their body, their spirit. For others, it's something that they really can do in a very methodical sort of way. I often teach people what's called progressive muscle relaxation. Rather than go through it here, what I would ask you to do is to Google a progressive muscle relaxation techniques. My favorite one is put out by Dartmouth University, so you can go to dartmouth.edu, and if you go to their wellness resources, there'll be a download there for you and a script which will help you learn how to progressively relax your body. That's our tip for reducing your stress for the day. Stay tuned. Tomorrow and the coming days, we'll have more for you then. This is Dr. Paul Haefner and has been your Sports Psych in a Minute. I'll look forward to talking with you again soon.